I see your next two contestants looking both happy and worried. Let's welcome Julie Polk and Darren Glass. I am very impressed by this pair. Julie, you're a real language nut. You've studied and performed Shakespeare plays for the last decade. Incredible. Darren, you're a cryptologist?
Yes, I do cryptography.
Cryptography, all right. What is your favorite sandwich? I don't know anything about the things that you guys are into, so we have to go with something I know about sandwiches.
Reuben.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Interesting. I feel like I know so much more about you from that one answer. Do you realize how we got into your soul with just the sandwich question? All right, well, our next game is called Ham Sandwiches. But it's not a game about sandwiches. Too bad. It's about words, names, and phrases with the letters H-A-M in them, thus forming a ham sandwich. Brilliant. Art, can you give us an example?
Sure. So, Ophira, if we said it's a bathroom product that you might find Head and Shoulders above the rest, you would say shampoo.
That's right.
Do they have to say shampoo like that?
That's the official pronunciation. Yes.
So Darren, Julie, ring in when you know the answer with ham in the middle. And the winner of this round, of course, will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Everyone knows a true camper's diet consists of s'mores, which are chocolate, marshmallows, and what other key ingredient? Darren.
Chocolate. Ham chocolate.
I like the way you... I like that your s'mores are chocolate, marshmallows, and chocolate. Okay, exactly. That is the way I would do it. And I like the idea that it's pork chocolate, but not correct. Julie.
Graham crackers.
Graham crackers is correct. Depending on the air temperature or its mood, this reptile might look like a ham sandwich, or a tree, or a rock. Darren.
Chameleon?
Yes, that's right. In the 1970s, McDonald's introduced this kind of milkshake made of vanilla ice cream and mint syrup. Julie.
Shamrock shake.
You got it. Shamrock. I had no idea it was mint.
It's a subtle mint.
My mother told me it was four-leaf clover juice because it was a...
Yes.
I was like, clover juice.
It aids in digestion, I suppose.
it's good for the roughage. You could add rum. Shamojito. All right, I have a lot of ideas. In the film Sweeney Todd, directed by her longtime partner Tim Burton, this actress made meat pies, but they weren't stuffed with ham. Darren.
Helena Bonham Carter.
That's right. The Bonham Carter. In the classic 1980s game show Press Your Luck, contestants sought to steer clear of a certain red-caped cartoon character by shouting what catchphrase? Darren.
No whammies.
No whammies. And until that one guy figured it all out, and then that show just went away, didn't it? They didn't even try to improve it. They were like, oh, we're canceled. In French cooking, this is a white sauce made of a roux of flour and butter. Julie.
Bechamel.
Bechamel.
That sounds good.
Can you serve that on ham?
On bacon chocolate, I think, is where that goes.
Most of the time, a urinal is not much to look at. Oh, really? But this French artist turned one into art with just a signature. Darren.
Duchamp.
Duchamp. That's right.
That's the French pronunciation.
Though he never did become president, this notable Federalist did manage to get his face on the $10 bill. Darren.
Alexander Hamilton.
Ham is right in it. You got Alexander Hamilton. Thanks a lot, Aaron Burr, but you got that right. Art, who is the champion of the ham sandwiches?
This game's champion is Darren.
Darren, well done. Congratulations. Great job, Julie. We loved having you on the stage. Darren, you'll be moving on to our final round at the end of the show.